Number two, Sierra Papa, India.
Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Victor Tango.
Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Victor Tango. N to SCI. What's up to this morning, Nick?
QRZ, I don't have real good copy yet.
Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Victor Tango. This is November 2, Sierra Papa, India. November 2, Sierra Papa, India. Over.
Okay, Richard, I think I can tell it's you, but for some reason it's real noisy still on my end, so I'll have to wait a little longer. M2SCI, KB1RVT.
Okay. November 2, Sierra Papa, India.
KO4MA, K8YSC, sounded okay.
Yeah, hey John, not sure what was going on. Was a little surprised myself.
Okay, well, came back on, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we may have to look at moving the voltage trip points. With it spinning so slow, if it gets at a bad angle for more than a couple of seconds, it the high levels we set out in full sun, it dips below that point. So all that's going to change at the end of April when we start going back in the eclipses.
Okay. How long does that eclipse period last?
May 1st until about September 1st, and then starting again in January of 2011 and pretty much permanent for the foreseeable future after that.
Okay, so that's going to mean some scheduling philosophy changes, huh?
Yeah, we're almost certainly going to have to go to just one transmitter and probably have to go back to the PL, but with a new mode where when it hears the 67 hertz, it turns the transmitter on with no PL on the uplink for so many minutes.
Okay, very good. Well, at least we got the use of it there. Okay, well, that sounds good. My trip is in August, so I hope it'll be in a good mood when I go.
Well, it'll almost certainly be in VU, and you know, I don't know what the power output will be, but over that summer period, we only get up to about 19 minutes eclipse, which isn't too long. But starting January 2011, it gets all the way up eventually to about 30 minutes, kind of like AO27. So there may be some big changes by then.
Delta Golf Kilo.
Okay, thanks for the info there, KYSE.
73, KO4MA.
KO4MA, W4TEJ, morning, Drew.
Yeah, W4 and missed the suffix from KO4MA. Good morning from Echo Lima, 88.
Yeah, good morning. It's Whiskey 4, Tango Echo Juliet. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and we're in Echo Lima, 98.
Hey, Tom, recognize the call now. Good to hear you.
Yeah, is the 1268 uplink active right now?
Should be. Let me go over there and check, make sure.
November 5, Delta Golf Kilo.
November 5, Delta Golf Kilo. Okay, Yankee Sierra Echo. Echo November 91. Good morning.
Okay, you got stepped on there. This is November 5, Delta Golf Kilo. Echo Mike 40. Come back one more time, please.
Okay, it's Kilo 8, Yankee Sierra Echo. K8 Yankee Sugar Echo. And Echo November 91. QSL.
Sorry, old man. I still have some fading. Try one more time, please, sir.
Okay. It's Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo. Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo. Echo November 91.
Okay. Got to that time. K8YSE. Sure. We've worked before. Thanks a lot for the patience. November 5 Delta Golf Kilo. Echo Mike 40.
See, this is very unusual to have hardly anybody on here on this type of pass in the morning.
That's what I was just thinking. I verified the L-band uplink's working.
Yeah, QSL, I didn't go over there to see that. Okay, well, yeah, it's very unusual. Usually there's quite a few stations on.
Okay, I missed most of that. I'm getting into my trees. 73, KO4MA.
73 Drew, KYSE.
8 Yankee, Sierra Echo in Echo November 91. Yankee Sierra Echo in Echo November 91.